Blog Talk Radio.
Brian and Tara. Hello. Oh, it's going to play over the top. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't know how to silence this.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm going to be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm going to be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and I welcome you to our show today. It is Deaf Awareness Week, and there are so many activities going on around Milwaukee and around all over the place that, quite honestly, it's been a little tough for me to schedule a guest. So I admit this is a last-minute scheduling. And, you know, and that's okay for all of us because we're going to get a little bit of an education here with our guest today. I want to just tell you quickly, we're only going to have our guest Brian Peters here for about 15 minutes today. And then I will talk a little bit about some of my interpreter training program things. If any other interpreters, deaf folks, whatever, might be listening by some way, hard of hearing folks, I would invite you to call in and share with us whatever you might want to do as Deaf Awareness Week is concerned. Here in Milwaukee, we're doing some things with deaf history all day today at the university. There is trivia, there's movies, ASL films, and things like that, which I'll introduce you to a little bit later and tell you a little bit about those. So, what I need to do today is I need to work through an interpreter. And if Brian would like to introduce the interpreter, that's fine. Sometimes that does happen and sometimes it does not. As I'm pulling up his bio here also that we did very quickly. So I'm going to bring on Brian here just for quickly while I pull up the biography. Welcome, Brian, to Purpose Talk Radio and to your interpreter as well. If you'd like to introduce her, that's fine. If not, we're good with that, too, because of protocol. Sometimes you do and sometimes you don't, I realize.
Hello, Cindy, and hello, everyone. This is kind of an odd situation for me. I never thought I would be on internet radio, so this is kind of a cool opportunity. I am using an interpreter today. In this case, it is a female interpreter, so my voice sounds very feminine today, even though I am a male. I was hoping that she'll make me sound a little bit more manly than she normally sounds, so we'll see how that goes.
Cool. And that's all part of the interpreting process that a lot of us learn. It's another one of those professions that is, unfortunately, female-dominated. So anybody that wants to become an interpreter and be able to interpret more for the men, come on, you know. I know there can be a whole lot more used in the world right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Many interpreters typically are white females, but it is nice to see that there are some diverse people coming into the field, especially men and people of color. And so it's even more diverse than it has been even just 5 years ago.
Great. Okay, folks. I would like to, before we get started, I did not mention this. There is the chat room open in Blog Talk Radio at the very bottom of the screen. If you'd like to be a part of our discussion, even though it is short today, you are welcome to do that. So please scroll down there, or come on over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, and we'll be pinning up a thread there as well soon. that you can ask questions later that I could then either relay back to Brian, or maybe he can come over on that group later on when he has a little bit more time. He does have an appointment this afternoon following us. So what I'd like to do is introduce you to Brian. And Brian Peters is the Housing Policy Advocate and Assistive Technology Specialist at Independence First, which is a nonprofit center for independent living, serving people with disabilities in the four-county metropolitan Milwaukee area. He serves on the City of Milwaukee Housing Trust Fund Advisory Board and also recently became a board member of the National Council on Independence Living. He received the Wisconsin Fair Housing Network Individual Professional Award in 2011 for his advocacy efforts and also received the 2011 Illinois Advocacy Award, from the Wisconsin Coalition of Centers for Independent Living. It's the Independent Living Advocacy Award from the Wisconsin Coalition of Centers for Independent Living. Again, and officially, welcome Brian to the show.
Great, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
The first question I ask all of our guests, and, you know, it doesn't matter. Everybody's doing something in life right now, and I believe that in the moment it is their purpose. It may not be their ideal, but it is their purpose in the moment. So I guess I'd like to ask for you, is there a moment or is there something in your life that determined what your purpose is, or have you found that yet? Because that is what this show is about as well, is helping people find theirs.
Well, that's kind of a tricky question for me because I generally don't think of that in terms of too deeply about what is my purpose. You know, I got involved in housing advocacy because it was something that I was very interested in urban planning as well. And when I moved here to Milwaukee, I was driving around, and unfortunately, there were several homeless people on the street. And that made me become passionate about being a housing advocate because I want people to be able to find accessible, affordable housing.
Okay. And we've obviously established that you are deaf. How does that impact your career, or does it? And what does that mean to you?
It does make some things more complicated. For example, outreach with other professionals is not as easy. That's one of the reasons why I like Facebook so much, is because it's really a good way for me to make connections with other people, as well as LinkedIn, although LinkedIn is not as impromptu, I guess, as you would say. You kind of have to get into people's lives a little bit more. This is kind of the golden age for deaf people right now, I think, because there's so much technology out there. There's so many more options for communication in this day and age. And so that's a really positive thing. Unfortunately, the laws that are on the books to help lessen discrimination, sometimes we don't have access to things. Like I was reading recently this deaf woman who couldn't get an interpreter for herself in the hospital while giving birth to her baby. And so although there are laws on the books, we still see a lot of discrimination out there in terms of communication for those who are deaf or hard of hearing.
So when you run someone who is hearing, doesn't use American Sign Language or any formation, you know, we can hear a little bit of your voice, which is, I know some people think that it means no, you know, you can't move your mouth, there's no part of mouth communication, but really that is part of the whole communication process. Does that help, or how do you communicate with the hearing community when you do run into folks that don't know sign language, or you might not have your interpreter there at the moment?
A lot of times I'll use paper and pen, but now with smartphones and technology, like we just mentioned, I use my notes or texting on my phone, using the technology in that way more so than the pen and paper. Even though I try not to use my voice does sometimes come out, thanks to my teacher in elementary school who forced me to learn different vowels and consonants, and so I was forced to do that speech therapy. But those of you who are listening to the show, not all deaf people are the same in that sense. Some people speak very well, and other deaf people, like myself, my speech is not very clear. And then you also have some people who are hard of hearing or maybe late deafened, where they've become deaf later in life. Maybe someone has a cochlear implant, and that makes it more complicated for someone who is of the mainstream community and can hear. When they meet somebody with a cochlear implant, they think that automatically that person will hear them. So it brings up other challenges as well. Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello?
Well, I know that we lost Brian there calling in on because of my computer just totally went down. My computer totally went down. So I apologize to anyone, and I hope that I saw him in there, and I thought I still was going to catch him before he left, but apparently not. So I hope he was able to give you some information here. The other one that I did want to, the most important question, I guess, is what would he have told you for Deaf Awareness Week? And living his purpose in a perceivably silent world. But I know he did need to run, so, and I don't have that phone number that he connected on. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I will play a song here, and I'm going to see if there is any possible way to connect with him just for another minute. Like I said, I know he did have another engagement. So let's play again our opening song, which is called I Am Who I Am. It is by the group True Trinity, which is Jillian Clark, Rachel Martinez, and myself. And you can reach them at TRUETRNITY. Again, .com. So it's TRUETRINITY.com.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I change perspective. I change attitude. I change the world one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I look for the good in everyone. Writing about the positive, I'll see the ripple effect the world. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One person at a time, one thought at a time, one positive story at a time. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. One positive news story at a time. I feel the change is coming. Feel the change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, it doesn't take long. World peace will come, let all the good be told. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming. I feel the change is coming.
There you go. You know, I added the Positive News Day song there into our lineup as I was trying to reach our guest, Brian Peters. Because you know what? A change is coming. And as he said, you know, as the more and more technology is out there for deaf folks to be able to communicate with hearing folks, it allows a change. And for me, the things that have happened over the years, you know, I've talked a couple of times that I am in school to be a sign language interpreter. And it's simply for communication. I don't think it is fair that a group of people is ever excluded from being able to communicate. I wish I could take up French and Spanish and Italian and all of these languages. Because American Sign Language is its own language. It's not the same as English. Some people think it's, oh, it's English word order, or it's this stuff on your mouth, it's, you know, you're speaking English, but you're waving your hands in the air. And that's not true. That is not part of what the communication of American Sign Language is. It has its own grammatical aspects, its own phonetics, per se, you know, even though you don't hear things. It has its own history.
Okay, now we lost the internet connection to this show. You know what? It says I was still on the air, but I wasn't. So I called back in on the phone, and hopefully you can hear me this way. As it appears, we'll talk this way, and if Brian or anybody else calls in, we'll just try to put you through. Anyway, as I was saying when the system so rudely interrupted me, you know what? It's living in a silent world. So we had some dead air. So what would you do under normal circumstances, if your life suddenly went silent? Would you be able to find a way to communicate? Would you go to, I don't know. Would you find a way to learn sign language? Would you instead shut down your world? What would you do? Because there's a lot of ways and a lot of reasons that people end up losing their hearing. There's illnesses. There's overuse of music. Loud music does destroy part of your hearing and part of your ears. The little cilia that are in the inner part of your ears, when they get destroyed, there's no way of recovering them. So, you know, they're these tiny little hairs, and they break off. And as people get older, they break off, and that's expected. But if you blast loud sounds in your ears, if you poke things in your ears, they can break off too, and there is no way to replace them. Some of the things I'm learning in my orientation to deafness class right now. You know, people think that it's short, sweet, simple, easy ways. Oh, people are born deaf, or they got meningitis, or they, you know, whatever reasons. There's a lot of reasons out there that people lose their hearing. So what? Think about what you would do if that happened to you in the world. And I think, as I was saying before I lost the connection, you know, it's one of the reasons that I am looking at communication and American Sign Language and interpreting. You know, the community of, oh, out here it's Spanish and Hmong and so the Asian languages seem to have the support and automatically kind of find ways to communicate among each other because so many people are dual-languaged, that they speak Spanish and English, that they can help their family and friends out, or they're part of the Hmong community and they're part of very English-speaking and they can help. You know, with the deaf community in American Sign Language, that's not as likely. You know, for many years, there were deaf parents and their children ended up being their interpreters. Well, you know, what does a child know about buying a house? What does a child know about running a business? And that was part of the problem and part of the concerns and why the interpreting profession has come to become more stringent, more strict in their laws, their rules. It's like a doctor. You know, we go through an education process. We then go through a certification, a testing, first a written test, and then a both a performance, meaning signed, and a voice test. You know, we have to be able to do both parts, sides, whereas traditionally an interpreter of spoken language doesn't need to do that as readily. So we've kind of got three languages to know. We need to know spoken English. We also need to know American Sign Language. And then there are gradients in between because some people sign in an English format, which is signed exact English, and some are more toward the cultural language of American Sign Language. So I guess one of the things that, as far as I'm concerned, Deaf Awareness Week, you look around your community. If you have an interest in being able to find out more about deaf culture, deaf history, communication, most communities have some kind of basic sign language class somewhere nearby. I learned my first one from a recreation program in Menomonee Falls, Wisconsin, where I grew up. You know, and that was it was very English because the person I learned from was hearing. And not that that was bad. At the time, back in the, oh boy, the mid-80s, takes me back a little bit, that's all there was. You know, we had hearing people teaching the language of deaf, and right, wrong, or indifferent, it was what it was. Now there are so many more deaf that are able to teach their own language. It's their language, it's their community, it's their life. So it makes a lot more sense for them to teach it to those of us that are not part of it. You know, you don't very often find someone who is an English teacher teaching Spanish. You will find someone who speaks Spanish teaching Spanish. So it's only right that this is the same. Let's see, what was I going to tell you about? I know what I was looking up. You know, some of us know famous deaf people, you know, people that were, what do I want to say, well-known. And just like I kind of highlighted last year, some people who were blind and how they are able to function in a world where people think they shouldn't or they can't also. You know, it's the same with the deaf. No one looks at the community and says, oh, you can't do that because you're deaf. It's not that way anymore. It used to be. Luckily, it's not that prevalent anymore. So I'm going to take this call, and because I'm sure it's our guest, and one more time, we'll play one more song for you. I'm going to give you Jillian's Gift of Love.
If we all find a place in our heart to love. place in our heart to love one another.
Well, if you've not heard that song before, that is by Jillian Clark. And you can find that song at JilliancClark.com. Again, fits into exactly what we're saying today. You know, a lot of the deaf folks that I've met don't care whether you know sign or don't know sign. It's that you make an attempt to communicate and not avoid them or put them out there as people who are to be looked down upon or any of that kind of stuff. Now, I'm not a professional to say any of this. I wish I had it coming from the deaf community, but at this point, you know, I don't. So I just want to tell you about a couple of the people that you may know and you've heard of who were deaf, hard of hearing. And, you know, the first one is Linda Bovey from Sesame Street. Most of us know her as Linda the Librarian. She was probably my very first exposure to any kind of sign language, you know, as I watched her teaching the other kids out in the streets, in Sesame Street. Probably the first actress that made it popular to be deaf was Marlee Matlin. You know, she won an Academy Award for the Best Actress in Children of a Lesser God. And she was just 21 at the time. You know, I think that's probably about my age somewhere along the way. You know, and then we knew about Sue Thomas, who was, Deanne Bray, who was the star of Sue Thomas, FBI. You know, there's a lot of other people. There's the Anthony Talley, who played in Mr. Holland's Opus. There are fighters, there are car drivers. There is, of course, one that you really know recently is Rush Limbaugh, who's experienced sudden deafness. Well, he was trying to do his radio show, and that became, you know, well-known to people. Lou Ferrigno played the Hulk in its original series. Many people didn't know he was deaf. You know, he was able to make the sounds of this Hulk guy, and nobody even knew it. Amy Eklund, who played Abigail in The Guiding Light. There's a lot of people out there that have been deaf or hard of hearing through the years, and nobody knew it because they didn't consider it a disability. They considered it a characteristic and a way to be an ability. You know, we've had baseball players, football players, lots of sports stars that struggled with their hearing as well. You know, the name Dummy Hoy comes to mind in baseball, who really made it so that the sport started using the hand signals. You know, and that's back when some of that that language kind of put people to the side. You know, right now, I just want to step back into that poor use of language, I guess. You know, we have changed things to be politically correct and not politically correct over the years. There are folks in the deaf community that, sure, will hear the word deaf and say, yep, I'm deaf or I'm hard of hearing. But it doesn't necessarily mean what the government says it means or what the general public says it means. As one of my instructors calls it, the John Q. public definition. You know, instead, there's a lowercase d deaf that's pretty common. And those people really have grown up pretty much in an English-speaking world or an oral world and may not be using American Sign Language and may not really be in the deaf community. Or they might, you know, where they go to deaf activities and they try to fit into that group of folks. Then there is a capital D. You know, it's their community, it's their culture, just like the Italians and the Polish and all of that, that has their own history, their activities, their things. You know, I look back at my history and my family, and we are Irish and we're Polish. And one of the things and the customs that really is a part of us and that I treasure is at Christmas with the Obaki, which is an unleavened bread, where we pass around to each family member, wishing them a wonderful new year, a Merry Christmas, health, happiness, whatever that person might be dreaming. Now, are there other cultures that do something similar? Sure there are. You know, we all have New Year's wishes where we wish the next, you know, people in the next year to have a great, prosperous new year and all that. Or we send out holiday cards for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas or whatever we celebrate. And those are all traditions. In the deaf community, there's things that they cherish as well. Bowling leagues, trivia leagues that focus on and their deaf history. Coffee chats around Starbucks. If any of you have a Starbucks around you, probably very often you will see groups of deaf gathering there sometime during a month. In Milwaukee here, we do it on the second and fourth Friday each month out on the east side. On Ogden, if any of you are from that area, it'd be great to have you join us there. And it's just that, a chat. It's not a stressful situation. It's not, I got to have perfect sign language in order to participate. No, you may not even have to know sign language. Just be interested in communication. So if you walk into some place and you see folks chatting, you know, don't worry about the, oh, I can't stare, or, oh, I have to look away. You know, if you're interested, you can walk up to them and you can ask and you can participate and you can learn about their culture. Just like you might walk up, if you walk into a family where they were breaking a potki at Christmas time, you'd ask what it meant and why they were doing it, right? So there you go. It's the same thing. There are three, I think, that are no longer used that I want to emphasize. One is dumb. See, no, people are no longer deaf and dumb. Even mute doesn't work. And hearing impaired. I use those in quotes, and I use them, you know, just as demonstration right now. Those words are outdated. They don't mean what they used to mean. Because as you heard Brian, you could hear in the background, he was using his voice to some extent. You know, mute means that you cannot speak. Most deaf can speak. You know, their vocal cords haven't been cut. They choose not to because of fear of being made fun of or not being understood. It's much easier to communicate with American Sign Language. So I think folks that, you know, that's really what I have to say today is just any community, anyone that is on the outside of your life, consider trying to find a way to bring them in. Consider finding a way to simulate into their world, if you can. It's not that tough. And you'll find that just because somebody seems different from you, like this whole show is, everybody has their purpose. Everybody has their mission. And we don't know why or how someone came to this earth not hearing. We don't know how they came if they can't speak. And it's not just deaf. There are people with other diseases, illnesses, sicknesses, sorry for lack of wrong words here, you know, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy. A lot of those tend to wear on the hearing and wear on the nerves and their systems and people end up using sign language. It's been discovered, oh, by the way, I know one of the things. You know, it's been discovered that babies learn sign language much faster than they can learn to actually vocalize a language. And one of the things you'll discover is that if you teach babies American Sign Language, true American Sign Language, the real signs, not baby signs, they can grow up communicating much faster with those around them. And the reason to not teach them baby signs is that they have to change later. They might go into a community and start doing what's called a baby sign. And somebody won't understand them, and it'll have to be corrected. For some people, that works. I'm not saying don't teach it to them, your child, if that's what you wish to do. At least they will learn something, and they will be able to communicate with you much earlier. It's your choice. It's everybody's choice. I think now that was it. So an affirmation today is, let's see. An affirmation today would be, I accept those around me as being able and communicate with them the best that I can. Accept everyone around me as being able and communicate with them the best that I can. So if you have any questions, quickly, you can give me a call, 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. Otherwise, we are going to be in the chat room later. Our chat room is Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. Again, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook. Let's see, next week, I am trying to get another deaf man to come in. He's a deaf Olympian. And I tried to get him for this week, but since I had changed schools, I couldn't reach him. I now was able to get his email address, and we'll try for this week. Otherwise, coming up after that, we have a runner that pretty much was told she shouldn't even be walking, let alone running. She should be in a wheelchair. After that, we will be talking to some authors about a powerful book that was written by women who use social media to get to their purpose and help their businesses. And then I have some openings again. So if you'd like to be on Purpose Talk Radio, which is simply sharing of people who are living their purpose, for them to share with you how they came to know it, what is their purpose, and what suggestions they might have for you to be able to live your purpose. If you are someone like that, send me an email. If you have friends who might be like that, you can send me an email also. Or if you have a product or service you would like to share with our listening audience, we have an awesome marketing program for you that allows you to be a guest on our show as well as sponsor a couple of shows in there. To get me for any of those or anything else, please send me an email at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. PurposeTalkRadio.com. Again, Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. So we're going to wrap up the show for this week. Make it nice, short, sweet, and simple. And I hope you all have a great week. As I think I said before, and hopefully said before, we do have this awesome song called I Am Who I Am. It was written by Rachel Martinez, Julian Clark, and myself, otherwise known as True Trinity, and they are located at truetrinity.com. The other song that we play is the Positive News theme song. Positive News Day is in July, and we celebrate it specifically July 15th and all the month of July, as well as through the year, so that someday positive news will be the norm. However, for now, I close with I Am Who I Am, and I wish you all soul blessings. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next week, Monday, noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. Have a great week.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.